Glen Park Radio. It's hi from me, Eleanor.
Me, Emma.
Me, Joseph.
Me, Charlotte.
Me, Abby.
And me, Tanha. First up, we've got everyone's favourite.
It's a feature about a singer, or maybe an actor, or even a chap on the street.
Woo! Welcome back to another edition of Celebrity Catch. It's exactly the same this week, but just in case you forgot, this is how we play. We're going to give you three clues about a celebrity, and you have to guess which celebrity that we're thinking of. Clue 1. This celebrity only has one Oscar.
Clue 2. This celebrity shares a name with the Ninja Turtle.
Clue 3. His breakthrough film was in Titanic opposite Kate Winslet.
Can we hear them clues again, please?
Clue 1. This celebrity only has one Oscar.
Clue 2. This celebrity shares a name with the Ninja Turtle.
His breakthrough film was in Titanic opposite Kate Winslet.
So you can either ring up on 120 or do what, Tanha?
You can take a swift walk down the radio station with your class name and guess. Now we've got X's and O's by Ellie King.
So you were listening to X's and O's. Now it's time for the results from Celebrity Catch.
Well done, everyone. You all got it right. Mrs. Mulholland's class did say the Ninja Turtle name, but we were looking for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Abby, how many times do I have to tell you it's Leonardo DiCaprio's son?
Anyways, now it's time for the fashion news with Abby.
The famous YouTuber Zoella has a beauty range coming out very soon. I asked Joseph and Tanha what was in at the minute for the boys, and Joseph thinks that bandages are in. However, I'm not convinced. And Ismail thinks that orange socks are in, but I'm not sure about that one either.
Sport news.
Rafa is officially staying with Newcastle, which I think a lot of Newcastle fans are happy about. Jose Mourinho is set to be Man United's new manager. And also, well done to everybody who competed in the cricket tournament yesterday. We won one and lost one. And a special shout out to Suhas. Apparently you were amazing.
What's next, Tanha?
Well, we've got True and False with Emma and Joseph.
Okay, remember, to play this game, we give you three statements about a teacher or member of staff. Some of these statements are true, others are false. Your job is to work out which ones are true and which ones are false. This week, we're doing Mr. Shepherd.
Fact 1. Mr. Shepherd has 4 bikes.
Fact 2. Mr. Shepherd has 2 cats.
Fact 3. Mr. Shepherd's son is 5.
So, anyways, just ring up on 120. Let's hear them again, please.
Fact 1. Mr. Shepherd has 4 bikes.
Fact 2. Mr. Shepherd has 2 cats.
Remember which ones are true and which ones are false. Same as the last feature.
Fact 3. Mr. Shepherd's son is 5.
Anyways, now it's time for our next song. Stevie Knows by Ollie Mears.
Now we've got the results! Come on then, the results!
Okay, so you all did pretty well. We thought this week was hard, but you guys obviously thought it was easy. The first fact that was Mr. Shepherd has 4 bikes, and that was actually true.
Fact 2, Mr. Shepherd has 2 cats. That was false.
And fact 3, his son is 5, was also false. He's only 4.
You think they'll let me borrow one? He's got so much.
Anyway, now it's time for the news with Emma.
Okay, so happy birthday to Nicholas and Haroon. Well done to everyone who on Sports Day. This fun run and Sports Day highlights are on the latest news section on the blog site. And today we're breaking it for half term. Hope you all enjoy your week off.
Woohoo! I think, so it's bye from me, Eleanor.
Me, Emma.
Me, Joseph.
Me, Charlotte.
Me, Abby.
And me, Tanha. Playing us out is Chloe May. She's leaving today, and I hope you all give her best wishes as she moves on.
Bye from Ben Bot News. Enjoy your holiday.
What up, Don? What up, Don? What up, Don?